And all we really do here is review some music. We have a theme per week I try to do. Sometimes it's pretty sticking to the theme, and sometimes it's not, but we're gonna try our best and do what we can with what we have. But this week's a bit thrown together, as us here at Queen's are just getting back from reading week, so I'm running out of runway to record. But I came up with this theme. It's called Twin Day. And I was just, like, over the break when I was home, I was looking at some pictures and just thinking back of my time in, like, elementary school and thinking of Twin Days and some fun theme days we used to have, trying to get some new ideas. So Twin Day was a day we had. I have a story about that. Maybe I'll share a bit later. But basically, the idea here is I will group two songs together that start with the same letter, and we're going to go through, and I'll give a little insight into everything. But it's not in alphabetical order because I don't want it to be, but that's okay. But essentially, this playlist is to kind of break that February funk we all have right now. I know this January, February for me has felt like maybe 6 months jammed into 4 weeks. So we're going to just try to pull you guys out of that and bring some of my favorite songs that maybe you never heard of, or some new songs you have, and just get going from there. So what we're going to start with is the letter D. So this song I found in first year. I had heard of the band before. They're called The Local Natives, and this is Dark Days. It's a super telling song for kind of the vibe we're in right now. It's cold, it's dark, it's snowy, can't do much around here. It's a bit of the dark days right now in this time of year. So I thought that was a pretty fitting song to start with. And then we got an old Gorillaz track called Dare, which I kind of rediscovered this past week while I was working out, and it just hyped me up. So we got a bit of a downer with Dark Days and a bit of an upper with Dare. So we'll start with this letter D, and yeah, you let me know how you like them. We'll be right back.
coming out, he's 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 coming out, it's there.
Twin set we have is R. So I've got Rather Be Lonely by I Know Leopard and Range Rover by Porches. So Rather Be Lonely is a great song, is a bit of an older 2010 song, I believe. It's by the Australian band. They're said to be touring with Spacey Jane, which is also, I've played their music before, great band, highly recommend. So great Australian vibe. I know we were meaning to do a playlist last year about Australian bands, but there's so many of them, especially in this indie world, so definitely recommend going down that rabbit hole. And then Porches, they have some great songs. They had a big album out in the mid-2010s, maybe the later 2010s, but they have a couple songs that I have been throwing on playlists for years now, but Range Rover's a fun one. Definitely They like their Car songs, because there's another song by them called Car that's also awesome, but I don't know what that is with them, but we'll throw it in there for you. Actually, I did promise you guys that I would tell you a sneaky funny story, but like I said, I was reflecting over Reading Week last week about like elementary school and stuff, and I remembered that we had a twin day in elementary school, and I was like, oh my god, like, who did I go as a twin with? Like, what did I dress up as? Like, what was it? Come to find out that I brought my American Girl doll to school and dressed up as a doll. So not only did I not dress up with my friends, who I could have easily done it with, but I brought my porcelain doll to school and pretended she was my twin. So maybe ponder that. Maybe that will make you smile a little bit, because it made me want to curl up in a ball and never leave my house again, forgetting that I actually went out in public like that. But there you go. That's my twin day story. I'll try to think of some more funny stories for you guys, but there you go. Let's get into the letter R, because I can't reminisce about me bringing my doll to school anymore. So here we go.
Thank you.
We're heading into the P section where I have the songs Polly and Posthumous. So Polly's by a band named Door Jar. And like I mentioned before, me and my roommate went to see the 1975 and we completely overestimated how much time we had to go early. And we were there for like all of the opening acts, everything. And it was good. But definitely spent a lot of time in that stadium. But one of the opening acts was Door Jar. And I'm not to say that I loved every single one of the songs they played. They were very entertaining. And the lead singer of the girl was super awesome. However, this song, Polly, such a like weird kind of funky song that I was listening to the other day. And I'm like, you know what? I think this is a good song to play here because it's just got a good funk to it right in the middle. So that's one you'll be hearing first. And then Posthumous by Gus Dapperton. Come on, this song I heard as a kid on my famous Alt Nation on Sirius XM and I fell in love. He has a couple other good songs, but Posthumous is probably the best one he has. He's done some great covers as well, but really listen to it. It's a great tune, like all of the above. I know I keep repeating myself, but I don't really know how else to describe it. It's just a song that every time I shuffle my like music, it'll come on and I'm like, oh God, what a good song. I'm not skipping that. So I want you guys to have the same feeling. So we'll cue those two up for you after that. And because it's such a random episode today, try to guess what letter is coming after. You probably won't, but we're into the P section, so please go ahead and enjoy. This is Polly by Door Jar.
Nothing.
was Posthumous by Gus Apperton. And like I said, I was singing along that entire time while it was playing. I hadn't heard it in a while, but that was so good. I love that song. I hope you guys maybe add that, send that to your friend. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Stoke. This week's theme we got going on is called Twin Day. And essentially, we have two songs that are grouped together because they both start with the same letter. Maybe it's the same vibe, different vibe. Maybe it's fraternal twins, identical twins. You get the vibe. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's grouped together because of the letter it starts with. And that was just our P songs. And now we're heading into the G section. I don't know if you guessed that correctly, but we're on to G. So I know in my first episode on my own, I said I would play a lot more 1975, and I feel as though I've been doing them a bit of a disservice. So we're getting into it. The next few weeks, I'm going to vow to play them a bit more because I need to put all my friends onto them because they are so, so awesome. So this song is a bit of a deeper cut. It's called Guys. It's about just the love that the main singer, Matty Healy, has for his band. He's gone through a lot of ups and downs. He's, you know, fought with addiction and drug dependence, and his bandmates have mostly stuck it out with him. So this is a bit of an ode to his bandmates, and it's just kind of a fun song. I always, every time I hear it, it's called Guys. And every time I hear it, it genuinely sounds like it should be in like a kid's TV show. Like, give me like a Phineas and Ferb song. Like, that's what it's giving. But I love it. I love the sound of it. It's kind of a nice tune. And it's one of my favorite ones. And then the next song, this pair is kind of, let's say, fraternal twins, because the next song is called Girlfriend. And it's by Hemlock Springs. And she is such a great artist. This song, it's so funky and weird, but I love it so much. I've been listening to it for the past, give me like 4 years. And it's so, so, so awesome. I highly recommend. It's called Girlfriend. It's just about a girl kind of confused about her relationship and what they really want from her. And it's a great song to just kind of like sing out loud. I love to sing it. It's awesome. I also love 1975 and Guys. So we got two kind of contradicting twin pair going on here, but definitely getting into the meaty portion of the episode because I'm really digging the songs we're about to play. So those are the next two coming up. After that, we got my favorite pair, which I'm so excited for you guys to listen to. But let's start with G, and we're going to go with Guys by the 1975.
wasn't really in my plans. When you're around, I got arrhythmia. So in the end, I play pretend. You got the of a cool dude, but you should know I like it hot. But if there's really no denying what this is, then come on, let's give it a shot.
I was just doing some reading up on what you just heard, Hemlock Springs, and it said that she got some influence and her music also sounds very similar to that of Joe's, which is another band that we feature here a lot on Stoke. So it's pretty awesome that these new kind of indie poppy kind of people are taking a lot from that 80s like synth offbeat type music. So again, I really love that song, that bridge where it kind of like changes the pace. Oh my god, it's like life-changing. It's super awesome. So on to the next group. These two songs, I think this is my favorite pair of the playlist, but I did this for a reason. So the last song you just listened to is called Girlfriend, and the next song you're about to listen to is called Boyfriend. So this song is by Best Coast. It's a bit of a smaller band, more popular kind of in the late 2000s, early 2010s. I don't really think popped off that much until maybe like TikTok when it resurfaced like this song, but I don't remember how I heard it. But this song, talk about like important bridges or super interesting lyrics, it's so awesome. It's a super short song. It's about like 2 minutes ish, not very long. I wish it was about 10 minutes longer, but the sound and vibe of it is just awesome and spectacular. It's been in my recently like whatever top songs of 2024, 2023, 2022 for like every single year. So really is a song like my friends, whenever I play it, they like give me a look. They're like, why are you playing this? I'm like, well, it's, I like the sound of it. It's awesome. But after that, we're on to our new song. This song has been in my rotation for the past month since I heard it. It's called Back to Friends by Somber. And I've liked some songs by Somber before. Like, they've been in my kind of playlist rotation for a bit. But this one, again, what have I said before? I love a good song with a bit of a story in it. And this song, both these songs that I'm about to play have that good lyricism that just speaks straight from the heart. It doesn't dance around it. Like, obviously some lyrics need a bit of poetry in it, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just got to be uncut, like just straight from off the dome, like give it to me, because that's all I need to hear, that people relate to how you're feeling or whatever. But these two songs, super good. We're into the B twin section. I love this one. Please give this one a listen. If you're going to listen to any part of the show, this is the two songs I recommend most. So we got Boyfriend by Best Coast into Back to Friends by Somber. I'm so excited for you guys. Please let me know what you think. And you can do that by DMing me at Stoke_CFRC on Instagram or my own Instagram, JanieBird101. Send me something to make sure that you guys are listening to this, because this is the best part. Well, there you go. That was my favorite crew right in the middle. We got the B songs, the B twins. And again, I love that. That song you just listened to, Back to Being Friends or Back to Friends, is by Somber. It was released in December on the 27th. So a bit of a late addition to the year, but great addition to my playlist. So I'll take it. He's starting to like drop all these random singles. So maybe that's in preparation for an album. Not 100% sure, but definitely someone you gotta give a listen to. Like I said, it just like his lyrics are super good, and he's got a great little voice. I actually have way more like songs by him than I thought. So maybe you'll be hearing him from me again soon. So I don't know. So we are in to our last pair. It's gone so fast today. I can't believe it. But although I didn't alphabetically organize any of this, it luckily has come down to the last pair being alphabetically ordered. So it is into the You songs. And if you told me that I would have two You songs to play, I don't think I would have believed you. But here we go. This song is called Unlucky. It's by Lunar Vacation. I have been meaning to play the song for so long. I really, really wanted to include actually like the past three or four songs I just played onto that Valentine's Day episode, but I wanted the songs to have love in it, whatever. But these songs just have that like punch in the gut, love kind of lyricism to it that's just like super, super awesome. But this song Unlucky by Lunar Vacation, they're from Georgia, I believe. Super just awesome vibe to it. I haven't listened to a lot of their other music. I have maybe two, three other songs by them, but this one again is probably on all of my rewinds on Spotify or my Wrapped, whatever it is, every single year, because it's just such a fun, good belt out song. This last one is called You Don't Know Me by Yacht Club. And Yacht Club was a band that me and my friend in high school kind of discovered. And I'd liked a bit of their songs before. And then he sent me this one. And it was so good that I like kind of nichely dove into Yacht Club. And they have so many awesome, awesome songs. Like, I'm sure you would probably recognize one of their songs. I think it's called You Don't, or, oh my God, that's the song we're about to play. But it's called YKWIM ? But it's like a big TikTok song. But on the same album, they have like three or four other really great songs. And on their other earlier EP is where you'll find the song we're listening to called You Don't Know Me. So Lunar Vacation, Unlucky, gotta listen to it. You Don't Know Me, Yacht Club, also gotta give it a listen. We're finishing off our Twin Day episode with our pairs of songs alphabetically organized. I loved it. I'm sure my past American Girl doll that I was a twin with would have loved it. I guess my choice to bring that to school is still crazy to me, but we're gonna listen to our last two songs to kind of get out of our Tuesday funk and our February funk, because I know it's been, I'm just sick of winter. Like, I need this. I need the warmth, sunshine. I need it. Give me the groundhog that told me winter is staying here, because I might have to have a couple words. But we're bringing in the spring weather, hopefully, with these last two songs. Maybe by the next time I'm on air, it'll be nice and warm. Let's just hope. But finish this week out. Thanks for listening to Stoke. I'm Jane. Please reach out if you have any questions or you want to tell me your favorite song or joke or whatever. I don't care. Reach out. Let me know. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, guys. Thanks for listening.
just a line. Safe face for tonight. I know you're thinking it's only
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Jukebox County called Can You See It? This new single is about the loss and rediscovery of innocence through connection and presence. It asks, can you see beauty? Can you see suffering? Can you see both with an open heart? In these tough times, it normalizes the grief, fear, and anger we all experience while also offering a sense of ease through embodiment, compassion, and connection. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Can You See It by Jukebox County on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
A dream cascading to an underworld we've never seen, with bright eyes searching for something familiar. Take my hand and be brave, there's a bright end to the cave. With open eyes, our mistakes won't seem so tragic.